This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned the sentencing of two Belarusians who organized protests against longtime President Alexander Lukashenko. Maria Kolesnikova and Maxim Zanuck, who are top members of the Opposition Coordination Council, were charged with extremism and trying to seize power illegally on Sunday. Both have denied any wrongdoing. Secretary Blinken said Monday, we call for their immediate unconditional release and for that of all other political prisoners held by the Lukashenko regime. Kolesnikova was sentenced to 11 years in prison. Zanuck was sentenced to 10 years. Last September, Kolesnikova accused Belarusian forces of trying to kill her when she resisted expulsion from the country. She said that authorities tore up her passport, put a bag over her head, and drove her to the border with Ukraine before she fought her removal from Belarus and was jailed. Around the same time, Zanuck said unidentified masked men abducted him from his office. The Taliban says road links to Panjshir Valley are now open and food and other supplies can now be transported. The insurgent group said they had taken over the valley, ending remnants of resistance against their rule. Shortly after, the group said electricity, cell phone and internet services would be restored soon. The Taliban have taken over the Afghan provincial capital and the governor's compound in the valley and shared videos of their fighters in the capital. Meanwhile, in an audio message on his Facebook page, resistance leader Ahmad Massoud said his forces are still present in Panjshir and will continue to fight the Taliban. Earlier in the day, pro-resistance Twitter accounts claimed their fighters retreated to the mountains to regroup. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban said Monday they had discussed bilateral security cooperation with Pakistan, including measures needed at border crossings between the two countries. Taliban spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid told reporters in Kabul that a delegation from Islamabad visited the country over the weekend for the discussions. The Pakistani team was led by General Faiz Hamid, the head of the country's spy agency known as the Inter-Services Intelligence. Mujahid said the visitors conveyed their concerns over multiple jailbreaks during the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan and the release of hundreds of prisoners involved in the militant attacks on Pakistan. He said the Taliban had assured the delegation that no one will be allowed to use Afghan soil to attack Pakistan. Official sources in Islamabad told VOA the security chief went to Kabul to discuss border management and other security issues. They spoke on condition of anonymity, as they were not authorized to speak with media. The U.S. Justice Department said Monday it would protect those seeking abortions in Texas after the state legislature passed a law that bans most abortions in the state. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to block the law after abortion rights supporters urged the court to hear the case. Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a statement that Washington would protect those seeking to obtain or provide reproductive health services under a federal law known as the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. The law is commonly known as the FACE Act, it's an acronym, protecting those seeking abortions against threats or interference. Texas is among a dozen mostly Republican-led states that have enacted so-called heartbeat abortion bans, which outlaw the procedure once the heartbeat of the fetus can be detected. That occurs around 6 weeks, sometimes before a woman realizes that she's pregnant. The Texas law is unusual in that it gives private citizens the power to enforce it by allowing them to sue abortion providers and anyone who, quote, aids or abets an abortion after 6 weeks. Those winning such lawsuits would be entitled to at least $10,000. The law went into effect on September 1st. South African leader Cyril Ramaphosa hailed the placement of his jailed predecessor Jacob Zuma on medical parole Monday. Meanwhile, the opposition and other groups suspected it was a political move and demanded answers. Just 60 days into his 15-month jail term for defying an order to answer questions before graft investigators, prison authorities announced Sunday the 79-year-old politician was placed on medical parole. He was hospitalized a month into his incarceration. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.